Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 1, Listening 2, Part 1. You are going to hear a short talk about Rio de Janeiro. You will hear the talk twice. As you listen, write down some notes about what you hear if you want to. After, I will ask you 6 questions on some facts about Rio. Are you ready? The Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro in 2016 were the 31st modern Olympics, and interesting for several reasons. Unusually, they were the first ever to be held in a Portuguese-speaking country. It was also the first time, since 1968 in Mexico City, that they took place in South America. In addition, these were the biggest games ever organized, as athletes from 206 countries took part. In the selection process, Rio was chosen ahead of Madrid to host the 2016 Olympics. As for the money, well, holding such an event isn't cheap. Almost 30 billion Brazilian reals was spent organizing the games. The USA won the most medals, but Great Britain were probably happiest with the result as they finished a surprising second in the medal table, ahead of China. Now listen again. The Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro in 2016 were the 31st modern Olympics, and interesting for several reasons. Unusually, they were the first ever to be held in a Portuguese-speaking country. It was also the first time, since 1968 in Mexico City, that they took place in South America. In addition, these were the biggest games ever organized, as athletes from 206 countries took part. In the selection process, Rio was chosen ahead of Madrid to host the 2016 Olympics. As for the money, well, holding such an event isn't cheap. Almost 30 billion Brazilian reals was spent organizing the games. The USA won the most medals, but Great Britain were probably happiest with the result as they finished a surprising second in the medal table, ahead of China. Now I will ask you some questions. Why were the Rio Olympics unusual? Before Rio, when was the last time the Olympics were in South America? How many countries participated in the Games? How much money was spent organizing the Games? Which country won the most medals? Why was Great Britain happiest with the result?